SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States vetoes a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the goal should be ending the war forever, not just today.
Court calls for an immediate ceasefire. This would only plant the seeds for the next war because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace, to see a two-state solution.
Wood criticized the council after the vote for its failure to condemn Hamas attacks in Israel and to acknowledge Israel's right to defend itself. Also at SRNnews.com, the ringleader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 riots over the killing of George Floyd gets 5.5 years in federal prison.
The federal judge also sentenced three of his co-defendants to 18 months each, and a fourth defendant was sentenced to time served last year. The defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters, along with defacing gravestones in Oakwood Historic Cemetery and a billboard. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The Supreme Court is announcing funeral plans for former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The public's been invited to pay respects to O'Connor on December 18th as her body lies in repose at the Great Hall of the Supreme Court. On December 19th, O'Connor will be honored in a private funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral. The service is invitation only, but will be live streamed to the public. O'Connor was appointed the first female Supreme Court justice in 1981 and served for more than two decades. She died on December 1st at the age of 93. Cuba publishes a list of foreign entities and people that it accuses of terrorism. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are sounding an alarm about America's rapidly declining birth rate. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Where you have a society that has fewer and fewer children, you have a society that marginalizes children. And thus, you have in some areas, not only elsewhere in the world, but some places in the United States, you have fewer children, you have an increased number of older people, and the social services tilt away from children and towards older people.
And then there's America's male population.
There are vast social costs to a society where boys do not grow up to be productive men. There are vast social costs to societies where men are not raised with the expectation that they will have to achieve social stability and personal stability as husbands and as fathers.
The current U.S. birth rate is 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. More at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. One of the biggest and brightest stars in the night sky will momentarily vanish.
That's because an asteroid will pass in front of it in a one-of-a-kind eclipse. The rare event will occur late Monday into early Tuesday. Weather permitting, it should be visible to millions of people along a narrow path stretching from Central Asia and Southern Europe to parts of Florida and Mexico. The star is Betelgeuse, a red supergiant in the constellation Orion. The asteroid is Leona, a space rock in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Astronomers hope to learn more about both through the seconds-long eclipse. Keith Peters reporting.
A co-creator of the series Yellowstone is suing one of the show's stars over coffee logos. Taylor Sheridan filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against a coffee company recently launched by actor Cole Hauser. Sheridan is suing the actor, accusing his coffee of using a logo and cowboy theme nearly identical to his own. More at SRNnews.com.